If you have a Bible, I want you to open it just a moment here to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, excuse me, chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to be partaking of the Lord's Supper here. I just want to make just a few comments about it before we literally partake of it. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. The Bible says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup was the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Now, I want to just give you a few thoughts here, and I'm going to share just one more thought with you, and then we'll proceed with the Lord's Supper. What we're doing tonight, there's no saving power in these elements. There are some religions, if you will, one specific that will teach that this bread literally becomes the body of Jesus Christ, and that this juice is the literal blood of Jesus Christ. That is not true. It is simply in remembrance of the Lord. Because if that's the case, then we're guilty of cannibalism tonight. And I'm glad that the Lord's body was broken one time. And it doesn't have to be broken more than that. Tonight, it's simply remembering the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a precious time, a sweet time. It's interesting that the Word of God never tells us how often to do this. It just says, as oft as you do it, be sure you're doing it in remembrance of me. And tonight, I want to invite every born-again child of God, whether you are a member of this church or not, we're opening this communion up that you are your own judge tonight. And if you know that you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no other way. You've trusted Christ as your Savior, and you are a born-again child of God. You are welcome to partake the Lord's Supper with us. But take heed, the Bible says, make sure you don't take it unworthily. Make sure that you're doing it for the right reason. Because in context, I've not studied that yet, but in context it seems to be saying, because later on it says in this same chapter, "And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. The rest will I set in order when I come." In other words, if you're eating of this bread and drinking of this juice for anything other than remembering what God has done for you, that's an unworthy way to take the Lord's Supper. So I want us all to think about Jesus Christ tonight and how good he's been. His broken body, his shed blood. I share this verse with you. I don't want you to turn to it, but many of you can't see it, but there is a vacant chair behind this communion table. There's a reason for that. Because in Matthew chapter 26, beginning with verse number 26, it says this, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." What the Lord partook of that night, that particular juice, he said, "I'm not going to drink it again until I'm with you in my Father's kingdom." So this vacant chair is really not vacant, you understand. It represents the presence of Jesus Christ. And someday he's going to sit down with us. Isn't that going to be a blessed day? Now what I want to do is pray together. We're going to sing a little chorus together here, and I'll have the men to stand in just a moment. But as I pray, I want you to pray, and I want to guide you into this. We all need to pray that our heart is right, our heart is clean, and that we're partaking of this Lord's Supper with the right attitude and right motive. And may the Lord help us to have a sweet time together. Let's pray together. Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you for what this means. We understand that there is no saving power in these elements. But Lord, we thank you that what they represent is the saving power. Your broken body, your shed blood. And help us, Lord, to be thankful and mindful of you. Remove all hindrances. Forgive our sin. Help us as your children to be clean. We're not perfect, but Lord, help us to try to be. And I pray tonight that you help this to be a sweet time of fellowship. Around your table, we pray. We love you tonight. But we're mindful that we love you because you first loved us. And you gave yourself to us and for us. Help us to love you more, I pray. Bless now, in Jesus' name. Amen. As the deacons are standing, if they don't mind, sing this chorus with me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Again, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. My grandma's going to begin to play. Make sure you serve her as well, okay? God bless you. Amen. Go right ahead. All of our minds tonight should be turned Godward. You should be thinking about the Lord. Nothing else, just Him. going to ask our deacon chairman, Brother Bobby Brown. He's going to lead us in prayer. And I remind you that there's no saving power in this. This just represents the broken body of Jesus. Thank God there was not a bone broken, but His body was broken. And why was it broken? For me and for you. Brother Bobby, if you'll pray, sir, please. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." What we're going to do is share some testimonies. And what we want to do is, if you'd like to share a testimony tonight, we're going to ask you to raise your hand or stand up. One of our men will bring you a microphone. And let me remind you that this testimony service has nothing to do with anything but the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. What does that sacrifice mean to you? We want to praise the Lord tonight. So let's remember why we're here. We're remembering the broken body of Jesus and the shed blood. So at this time, if you'd like to stand and share something by word of praise to the Lord, then you just stand to your feet, and we've got some men with some microphones to help you here.
I just want to praise the Lord tonight for His goodness. Thank Him for coming and humbling Himself so much. Looking at my children this afternoon and looking at what God did in coming down as a baby, as a little child that couldn't even do anything for Himself, the Creator of the universe, it's just overwhelming. And just want to praise the Lord for His humility and His great, great sacrifice just in coming into our world, into Amen. His own creation.
Amen. Somebody else.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me January 1st, 2001.
Amen. Good. Somebody else. There's no pressure for something like this. I just want to offer it to you, okay?
As we was doing our Sunday school lesson this morning, I was talking about Christ and Him being born this time of year, but His death is important. Of course, that shed blood, I can jump and shout over that anytime. But more important than that to me, too, is His resurrection and how much that means. He's a living God.
Yes.
And we're fixing to go into a country where their God's dead.
Yes.
And we're going to preach about a living God. How wonderful that is, that He loves me.
Amen. Amen.
The wonder of it all. There's the wonder of sunset at evening. The wonder as sunrise I see, but the wonder of wonders that thrills my soul is the wonder that God loves me.
Amen. Amen. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Aren't you glad he died, friends? We're here to praise him tonight. Men, if you'll stand again, please, we'll proceed. seated. Ask our vice chairman, Brother Steve Mullins, to lead us in a word of prayer. Remember, this juice is a picture of the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And we praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his broken body, his shed blood, what that means to us. Brother Steve, sir, please. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Sing this with me if you don't mind. Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive him need never fear. Yes, he will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. You glad he passed over you tonight? Praise the Lord for it. I want to give you another opportunity to share a testimony if you'd like to do that. Our men are around with the microphones. If you'd like to do this, just get their attention. And please stand if you wouldn't mind and you're able to do that and speak into the microphone, okay?
I'm so glad that he came and he got me.
Amen.
And I'm accepted in the brethren. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul and changing my life. Thank him for this wonderful church he has led me to and all my church family.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else.
In Colossians chapter 2, we've learned that we are complete in Christ. Nothing else I can do. He did it all.
Amen. Amen.
When I'm reading sometimes and studying, and I get to praising God, and I get to thinking, I could have been born in India. I could have been born even here in America and been raised under a cult. Yet, he put put me right where I needed to be, and he gave me the opportunity to go to heaven.
Amen.
And it's not what I did. It's all because of him, and I thank him and praise him.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
58 years ago today, my wife and I stood at an altar in a church in Jonesboro and exchanged vows. A short time after that, she was very influential in getting us back in church. And for over 50 years, he's been with us through the thick and through the thin, in the highs and in the lows. He's always been there. Never been a time we couldn't call on Jesus, and he was there. And I just want to say I praise him tonight for who he is and his faithfulness. And I want to tell you, based on over 50 years' experience, I want to recommend him to you. Anytime you want him, he's ready. Just call on him.
Amen. Amen.
I thank the Lord as a seven-year-old boy, the preacher in West Virginia preached a message about hell. And he told me how that Jesus Christ suffered my hell. And he paid for my sin and bore my sin. And as a seven-year-old boy, I thank the Lord I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I praise the Lord for him dying on the cross for me.
Amen.
For
Amen.
The whole world.
Amen. Amen. It's good for a daddy and a mama to hear their son stand up and testify, isn't it? Good. Amen. Somebody else. Just in case you're sitting there and saying, how do I know if God wants me to stand? If you just know, if your heart's like it's, oh, I can't do that. No, Lord, not that, no. And all of this, I promise you, take it from a stutterer. I promise you, if you'll obey him, he'll help you. Does somebody else want to stand and just praise the Lord tonight for his goodness? Yes, sir.
The passage you preached on this morning, Matthew 7:7-11.
Yes.
As you know, we had something really bad going on in our lives earlier this year.
Yes.
And you couldn't have known it, but I memorized that just through going through my regular Bible reading. It meant a lot to me, and I was absolutely thrilled in my soul this morning that you read that and that you preached on that. It meant a lot to me, and it's just a great passage of Scripture, and like that, as you were knocking on the pulpit there, that's even when it looks hopeless, and there's, you see, no light at all. Just keep praying. And ask and seek and knock, and it's unbelievable, God's word, but it's really so true. And I just praise the Lord for his goodness to us, and we certainly don't deserve it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.
He was just saying, we are so undeserving, and when we think about, like that song, It's Through the Blood, when we think about heaven, we think about everything that God does for us, we are so undeserving, and the only reason that we have it is through the blood. And God saved me this past May, and he's changed a lot about me.
Amen.
And I just want to thank him for that.
Amen. Amen. I like these testimony meetings.
You know, when Levi stood up, brought me back a lot of memories. He was my shadow for several years, and he helped me to meet the Lord. He was in a play that when I see the blood, and I saw the blood that night, he was in that play, and I praise God for saving my soul. And showed me the way that I could go to heaven instead of going to hell. And I thank you, Lord, for my salvation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful that we have a Savior like ours. I really don't deserve it. I know none of us, you know, do, but I just feel really grateful. I had fallen away for quite a few years, you know. Just so grateful that He takes me back with open arms and so forgiving.
Yes. God's a God of second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth and tenth chances. And if anybody ever doesn't give somebody a second chance, they don't really understand the grace of God. Amen. I had to preach a little bit right there. Praise the Lord. You go ahead.
I have to hold the book further away every day. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, oh, my soul.
Amen.
It is well with my soul. That's Amen. My testimony. Amen. It's well with my soul. It's not because of anything that I've done. It's because of what Jesus did for me.
Amen.
I deal with people every day, as we all do, who are blinded by this world system and so forth. And it's just the mercy and grace of God that I heard the truth and accepted the truth and know the truth, and that it's well with my soul. And I just praise Him so much that I do know that it's well with my soul, not because of anything that I've done,
Amen.
But because of His mercy and grace.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Been sitting down there thinking about two scenes. The first was when Father Abraham took his son Isaac, took him on a trip, only he knew what was going to happen. When Isaac got up at the Mount Moriah, Dad, we forgot something. Where's the sacrifice? The second scene's in heaven. The Father knows what's going to happen, but this time the Son knows what's going to happen. And what goes through my mind, Jesus knew everything, not just a little, everything, every slap, every spit, everything that was going to happen to Him in the future. But because His love for all of us, it wasn't His will. He came back to God's will. And thank God He cared that much for us.
Yes.
I look at all the other religions. There's not one that can stand the test of that.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else?
You know, we sing that song, Peace, peace, wonderful peace. You know, the world is looking for the peace, but they're not going to find it if they don't find Jesus. Jesus is our only peace in this world. And I just wish we can get to and reach all those so they can have that peace that I have in my heart.
Amen.
And I love the Lord with all my heart. And He's the only one that gives me my peace.
Yes. Amen. Good. Somebody else. Amen. 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 Good.
Well, this morning when you preached on what you did about God knows what's good for us, and even if we can't see good in it. You know, really, I wasn't going to say a word tonight. I didn't feel led at all. And when you said, you'll know when God wants you to speak, all of a sudden, there goes the pounding in my heart. And I wanted to ignore it, but this, I couldn't see anything good in what happened. 10 years ago, my husband was diagnosed with cancer. That's not good. And I prayed for him to live, and God said no. And I didn't see anything good in that. But you know, the most wonderful thing is, if Dan had not died, I wouldn't have been saved. And God knew that, but I didn't, because I thought it was okay, but I wasn't. And Romans 8:28, he does work messes into something good.
Yes.
And I praise him for that, for his faithfulness.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Good. Yes.
I'm just so thankful to the Lord and all that he's done in my life, and for saving my daddy, and for getting us in church, and for saving me. And he's so good.
God is good all the time. All the time, God is good, right? Amen. Somebody else. Go ahead. Precious to me. He is so precious to me. Heaven below, my Redeemer to know. For he is so precious. Let me have that microphone a minute. I want to hear you sing that. I want you to sing it. And I want us to dwell on it and think about it and so on. So as he sings it, think about the Lord and his goodness. That's good. You right back and sing it for us, okay? You go ahead.
For he is so precious to me. Oh, he is so precious to me. 'Tis heaven below, my Redeemer to know.
Yes.
For he is so precious to me.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else just have to stand, just have to give a word of testimony. Two at the same time. That's great. Go ahead.
I'm not one that likes to stand up and talk in front of anybody, but I just got to thank him for saving me.
Amen.
Thank him for all that he's done for me. Thank him for leading us to this church.
Amen. God bless you. Wonderful.
I'll taste and see that the Lord is good. And I just want to be able to be the kind of person that is ready to give that challenge to anybody. And I don't do that enough. And I want to be more of a witness for him, and he is so precious to me.
Amen.
And I never can say I love the Lord without what we've already said here tonight, of saying that because he loved us first. He loved us first. And I feel selfish in saying I love you, Lord, unless I say that. And I just praise him for it. I praise him for that precious blood that he shed on the cross for my sins. And after my son and my dad both stood too and said what they did tonight, I just know that each family here has certain personal things that have happened in their own individual lives, that you've seen the glory of the Lord come forth. And as you reflect on that tonight, I'm reflecting on that without giving a whole lot of details. I just can't not praise the Lord for everything that he's done in our family. I just, generations to come,
amen.
I praise his name.
Amen. 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 Somebody else just have to get up. Yes.
Well, I don't like getting up and talking to people either. Do it at work pretty easily, but in front of a crowd, church, it's hard. But God's been really good to me this year, me and my wife, Ashley. It's been the best year of my life. Besides getting born again in our life. And I'd be wrong not to get up and praise his name for it. And those who know me close know what I'm talking about. But I can say I've been through valleys. He's been God in the mountain. He's God in the valley too. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in the valley, he is faithful and true.
Amen.
So if you're going through a valley tonight, I just want to tell you, he'll be there for you. Just stay in the word of God. And keep looking to him, praising him, and one day he'll answer your prayer. May not be the way you're praying, but he'll answer it one way or the other. but he'll always be there right beside you. I just praise his name for that tonight.
Amen. Amen. Good. While we're coming to a close here, she's standing up. I'd like to say this to you. Aren't you glad somebody gave this story to you? Somebody around the world, and even somebody in the Tri-Cities, they don't have what we have. It's not because he's not available. It's because they don't know about him. Let us who are so overjoyed in our heart praise God by sharing this story with somebody else. This is what the Christian life's all about. Praise the Lord for it. Amen. You go ahead.
I have to say, God is good all the time. I'm not worthy to stand here and pray. It's been a rough year this year, but God showed me time and time again, I'll see you through it. He's always been there with me.
Yes.
And I just want to praise his holy name. I thank God I had a godly mom that took me to church. She's with the Lord. And I just, so many parents, you stay on the bus route. They don't care about these kids. All they want to do is just get rid of them. And I just really want this church to pray for these families, that these families will be behind these kids and get in church and love the Lord. But I want to thank him most of all for the shed blood.
Amen. 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 Somebody else just have to get up. Amen. Amen. Good. Yes.
A little bit of a long one. There used to be a little boy that came here, and he was learning to count. And we asked him how far he could count. He said, to the end. And I'm thinking, how many blessings have I got to the end? I can't count them all. Yeah. I've got a home. I've got a family. I've got the church. I've got his love. I've been saved.
Amen.
I've got them all.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank him for his blood and for his unconditional love. And, you know, you feel so unworthy sometimes. He always hears and answers your prayers. I'm like Paul, you know, I do that which I shouldn't, and I don't do that which I should. But he still loves you. And I just want to serve him more and love him more. Because, you know, if we loved him more, we'd do a lot more.
Amen.
And I just thank him for how he's blessed me. And I've just seen miracles and prayers throughout my life. And I don't know why it continues to amaze me, because he does it over and over. But in spite of me, he still blesses me.
Yes.
And that amazes me sometimes.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Go ahead.
Sorry, I can't help but I have to stand every time because I love to testify. But when I came to this church, I had no idea how real God was. And when I heard for the first time how he died for me, it broke my heart. And I wanted to say that in John 15:13, the Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And he loved me when I was unlovely. And I'm so amazed at what he can do with somebody who the world will look at as a nothing, and God sees him as something, and he changes you completely. And it's just amazing what he's done. And I'm sorry, I have to always stand. I cannot help it. And sorry.
I just love the Lord and thank him for his love. You know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to know my wife and I love you very deeply. All of you. Even the staff. I'm kidding. And we're honored to be here. And we're all in this thing together. Amen. And we're serving the Lord together. And I stand in awe that God has called us to pastor this church. And we love you folks. Care very deeply about you. But one day we're going to see the Lord. who loved us with an everlasting love and still loves us with that same love. And let's just serve Jesus until we see Him face to face. Let's keep spreading the seed. Let's keep getting the gospel out. Let's keep giving the Word of God out. And let's put the pedal to the metal until we see Him face to face. And may the Lord help us with this. We're going to close with two verses of one of my favorite hymns. And it's hard to improve on this one. It's called I Will Praise Him. We're going to sing the first one, and then we'll sing the last. It'll be our closing prayer. And it's been a sweet time together, hasn't it? Praise the Lord for it. Let's all stand together. Let's sing these two verses together. And then on that last verse, we'll just lift, if you want to lift your hand, praise the Lord. We'll bow our heads and close our eyes, but not yet. Wait on me. Let's sing this together. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when He said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise Him, I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Let's all bow our heads, close our eyes. It's between you and the Lord. Nobody's looking. If you want to raise your hand Godward, you help yourself as we sing this last and closing verse tonight. Here it goes. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. Love you. God bless you. You're dismissed. Have a wonderful week. Hope to see you Wednesday night. Teenagers and parents, if you're staying for the gym, whatever feast, you go over there immediately. God bless you. Thank you.